Welcome to the Play Sleep Grow podcast. This episode reveals how to know whether your baby is having split nights or false starts, and how to solve each of these issues in turn once and for all. So freshen up that cup of coffee, switch that load of laundry before you forget, and listen in. You're listening to the Play Sleep Grow podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Thompson. I leveraged my skills as a speech-language pathologist to research and discover the gentlest and most effective sleep training methods and strategies available for our three children, successfully helping them learn to sleep through the night and take regular scheduled naps starting at 3, 4, and 5 months old respectively, effectively reclaiming confidence, structure, and peace in our home, and creating a better, healthier relationship with my husband and our children. On the show, you'll discover bite-sized, actionable strategies for all things baby's sleep and development, and avoid wasting time, money, and tears on strategies that simply don't work. You'll gain a sneak peek into the most reliable, evidence-based strategies available. You'll also get exclusive access and discounts to time-saving, headache-crushing tools and our unique Play Sleep Grow sisterhood to make your sleep training journey and your relationship with your child easier and more grace-filled than you ever dreamed possible. Subscribe now and listen in every Monday. So grab a cup of coffee, snuggle that baby close, and welcome. You belong here. Does trying to figure out your baby's ever-changing sleep schedule make you feel like finding a nice, secluded spot and burying your head in the sand? Well, stop the search and step away from the sand. As an exclusive gift to you, I have created a 60-second sleep schedule quiz. All you have to do is complete the 60-second quiz, and a sample sleep schedule specifically for your child will be sent directly to your inbox. And yes, it's completely free. Simply go to www.playsleepgrow.com/sleep-schedule-quiz to claim yours now. And I'll drop a clickable link in the show notes. Welcome back to the Play Sleep Grow podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Thompson, wife, mom, licensed speech language pathologist, and certified pediatric sleep consultant. In today's episode, we will be pulling back the curtain on how to know whether your baby is experiencing split nights or false starts and what to do about each one. You will learn the difference between split nights and false starts, the two most common causes for split nights, the four most common causes for false starts, and the most effective, actionable solutions to solve these split nights and false starts once and for all. Today's episode is jam-packed, so buckle up. Let's dive right in. So what do I mean when I say split nights? A split night is when your baby goes to bed for the evening and sleeps well for a solid chunk, and then suddenly wakes and stays awake for up to 2 to 3 hours, and then falls back asleep and sleeps well for the rest of the night. Typically, split nights are split into two solid chunks of sleep, one at the start of the night and one at the end. Split nights are different than run-of-the-mill night wakings because of their nature. Oftentimes, baby seems perfectly content during the split night, or perhaps bored or hungry. But no matter what you try to get them back to sleep during those hours in the middle of the night, they simply won't go back to sleep until that stretch of awake time is up. It's kind of like a wake window in the middle of the night. Now let's talk about what false starts are. False starts are different. A false start happens shortly after the baby goes to bed for the night. You put baby to bed at, say, 7:30 p.m., and then, like clockwork, he's up again 30 minutes to an hour later. It's like baby's treating bedtime like another nap, falling asleep and waking up after a single sleep cycle. And both split nights and false starts are incredibly frustrating. You may be thinking to yourself, what the heck is going on? I've been following the advice I read on Instagram or that my sleep consultant gave me, and still we're experiencing these false starts or split nights. Are you ready to tear your hair out? Don't. Pretty please. I'm sure you have lovely hair. There's a solution, I promise. Let's begin by talking about split nights. A couple years ago, I was approached by a mom who was at her wit's end. Her four-year-old was waking up in the middle of the night, perfectly content, coming downstairs to lay on the couch and staying awake for hours before falling back asleep. Hours. Every night. She was exhausted and ready to throw in the towel. So what's the problem? Well, as I'm sure you've guessed, if you've been researching the baby and young child sleep space for any amount of time now, there are a myriad of different areas that could be affecting a child's sleep. There are, however, two most common reasons why babies and kiddos have split nights. The first most common reason why babies and young children have split nights is a lack of sleep pressure. Sleep pressure is the biological force in your body and your baby's body that makes you ready to fall asleep. Not enough sleep pressure means that even if you want to fall asleep, you likely won't be able to. The second most common reason for split nights is parent intervention. This means how parents respond when their kiddo wakes in the middle of the night. And I can hear you now saying that you've been trying to pull back. Absolutely, I get it. I'm not saying you shouldn't respond at all. In the next section, we'll talk about how to adjust those responses so your kiddo can go back to sleep more easily. Now, without further ado, let's talk about how to solve split nights. If the cause of your baby's split nights is lack of sleep pressure, meaning that your baby is simply not tired enough, the solution that typically works best is carefully extending wake windows during the day. Now, I say carefully because we don't want to cause more sleep problems by extending them too much and making your baby overtired, which will also cause nap struggles and or more night wakings and exacerbate the problem rather than solve it. So carefully extend the wake windows a bit. This means that if your baby's at 2-hour wake windows, try 2 hours and 15 minutes first for each wake window. Slow and steady. Try for 5 consecutive days. If it's getting better, but still not quite there yet, then try extending wake windows another 15 minutes. And if you've extended wake windows more and more and it's not helping, or worse yet, the wake up in the middle of the night is getting longer, or baby's starting to get really upset, then stop and reassess. The cause might not have been sleep pressure. Now let's talk about if you and your baby are suffering through split nights, and the cause is the second most common reason, parent intervention. Remember, this is not to say that you can't intervene when your child cries in the middle of the night. What I want you to do is assess how you respond. This means, one, do you respond immediately or allow her time to fall back asleep? Sometimes babies cry out while they're still sleeping or grunt and squirm. For newborns, this happens in 50% of their sleep, called active sleep. For babies beyond the newborn phase, they may come to the surface of sleep and cry or grumble because they're still tired. And if we intervene too quickly, we might stimulate them to the point that they wake fully and then can't fall back asleep. But if we give them 5 minutes to squirm and grumble and complain, or sometimes even more, they may very well fall back asleep on their own. Secondly, ask yourself if when you do intervene, do you accidentally stimulate baby too much? Do you turn a light on or go in the living room or talk to him more than just a few words? This is relevant to both babies who will be stimulated if we turn on the lights and bring them in the living room to nurse or the kitchen to make a bottle, and toddlers and young children if we turn on a light or bring them into the living room so we can lie down because we're exhausted. Bringing them out of their room as a toddler or a young child is exciting and rewarding. And who wants to sleep anymore if there's TV or toys available? If you do need to turn a light on, make sure it's extremely dim and a red or orange hue if at all possible. Amazon has some red night lights that you can turn on and off, and I'll link one in the show notes. If you need to nurse, try to keep it in the bedroom at night. I know you know how important it is to keep baby awake for the full feed. Just make sure that your efforts aren't too stimulating. I know it is a fine line. It's a difficult balance. Just do your best. Making a bottle tends to be a bit harder. You want to pick baby up if they're crying, but carrying them into the kitchen might wake them up fully and overstimulate them. If you have a spouse or parenting partner, this is the time to wake them and ask for them to please go make a bottle in the kitchen. I know this is hard. If you think it'll be faster, and this is very important, and you know your spouse or parenting partner won't fall asleep holding the baby, you can ask them to hold the baby and you run to the kitchen to make a bottle. And if you don't have a spouse or parenting partner, or there really isn't any asking them to make a bottle or hold the baby, then let the baby squirm and cry in bed as long as they're safe and you go to the kitchen quickly to make a bottle. And here's a bonus solution. If split nights are happening because your baby has day-night confusion, this is by far most common in the newborn phase when baby's circadian rhythm is developing. This is a time when it's important to wake a sleeping baby. During the day, let baby nap for 30 minutes to 3 hours in those first 6 weeks, or 30 minutes to 2 hours at a time until he's 3 months old. So that's for a full-term, otherwise healthy baby. Then, at that 3 or 2 hour mark, wake him up and keep him awake for that next wake window. Give him a feed and give him daylight. If you can, the absolute best thing to do is during these wake windows is take him outside. Remember to protect his delicate baby skin from too much sun and give him some daylight exposure. Sunlight is one of the most important parts of establishing his circadian rhythm, his body clock, his wake-sleep cycle. Now let's shift to talking about false starts. False starts, when your baby treats bedtime like another nap, tend to be more common than split nights. False starts are commonly caused by four things. First, baby may be having false starts because the wake window before bed is too long. Some babies function best on wake windows that vary slightly throughout the day. For example, maybe your baby's wake windows are 2 hours, 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Sometimes, however, parents accidentally keep baby up too late at the end of the day for a myriad of reasons. They want to make it to the regular bedtime, or one or both parents come home and want to spend time with the baby before baby has to go to bed, or the parents want to go out to eat or get out of the house at the end of the day and they can't get a babysitter. Whatever the case may be, if your baby's having false starts regularly, this is definitely one area to look at to see if there are any changes that you can make. A full uninterrupted night's sleep for baby and you is worth it. Trust me. A second common cause of false starts is putting baby to bed drowsy. Beyond the newborn phase, putting baby to bed drowsy is just like putting them to bed asleep. Once baby is around 3 months old and up, he's aware enough of his surroundings to recognize what's happening when he's getting drowsy and falls asleep. This means that when he has a brief awakening after a sleep cycle, his brain will force him fully awake, thinking that it can't fall back asleep unless the same situation in which he fell asleep is there. So if you're holding him or singing to him when he became drowsy, that's what his brain is looking for when he has the brief awakening. And if it's not there when he hits the surface of sleep and he wakes up fully, it can be too late. He'll be up. And even if this wasn't a sleep association before, we can create new ones just by accidentally putting baby to bed when he's already drowsy. A third common cause of false starts is wake window imbalance during the day. So remember when we mentioned that too long of a final wake window can cause false starts and how some babies do function better with varying wake windows throughout the day? Well, sometimes we assume they need varying wake windows throughout the day and we implement them without baby really needing varied wake windows. And then she becomes overtired from being awake too long or her sleep pressure isn't high enough because of too short of a wake window. And sometimes when babies do need varied wake windows, we accidentally vary them too much. For example, if your baby's wake windows look like 2 hours, then 3 hours, then 4 hours, that's typically too wide of a range for babies. And she'll either be overtired or her sleep pressure won't be high enough or back and forth throughout the day, and it will cause a false start at night. And a fourth and final common cause of false starts is persistent sleep associations. A sleep association is anything your baby associates with falling asleep. We all have them. For me, it's white noise, darkness, lying down, and being covered up with a blanket. For babies, it can be all of these things and more, like feeding to sleep, being rocked to sleep, patting baby and shushing them until she falls asleep, etc. Sometimes we fall back into old habits, or we don't even realize that what we're doing is soothing baby to the point of getting drowsy or falling asleep. It's especially hard when it's the end of the day and we're tired and we just want baby to fall asleep. I know it's hard. If you're experiencing false starts regularly, just ask yourself if there could be any lingering sleep associations. Just like with solving split nights, solving false starts once and for all will be worth it. Now let's talk about how to solve those false starts. First, if you think baby's having false starts because that final wake window is too long, then try shortening it. You can go in increments of 15 minutes if you've chosen that length of wake window intentionally. For example, if your wake windows are 2 hours, then 2 hours, 15 minutes, then 2 hours, 30 minutes, you can first try shortening that last wake window to 2 hours and 15 minutes. And if you're 100% guessing on what length of wake windows your baby needs, never fear. Send me a message and I will send you my newborn to 3 years wake windows by age chart. I'll drop a clickable link in the show notes to make the process easier. Or if your last wake window is way too long and you just realized it, like if baby's wake windows are 2 hours, 2 hours, 15 minutes, and then 4 hours, then go ahead and shorten that last wake window significantly. In this example with a 5-month-old, you might try 2 hours and 15 minutes for that last wake window from the get-go. Secondly, if you think your baby is experiencing false starts because you're accidentally putting her to bed drowsy, then do what you need to do to keep her awake while getting her to bed. This may mean getting her to bed a little earlier or engaging with her more when you get her ready for bed, or feeding earlier in the bedtime routine if you know that makes her super drowsy. Because the other activities of getting ready for bed, like putting on PJs, can reawaken her a little before you pop her into bed. It's a delicate balance. You want her to be tired, but not already slipping toward sleep before you lie her down. Third, if wake windows are varied throughout the day and you think that may be the cause of your baby's false starts, and then play around with them and make them more consistent to see if that helps. That doesn't mean that they have to be exactly the same down to the minute. Some babies do need varied wake windows, but lessen the variation and see if that helps. And lastly, if you think there are some sleep associations that are hanging on, be very conscientious of what you're doing to help baby get ready for sleep. If you think she's associating one of the things you're doing with falling asleep, like rocking in a chair or patting her bum, try removing it for a time and see if that helps. And that's today's episode. What the difference is between split nights and false starts, why your baby is having split nights or false starts, and how to solve them once and for all. Remember, if you are struggling with your baby's sleep and you can't seem to figure out what's wrong, or you simply don't want to do it alone, that's what I'm here for. I'm a mom of three and a certified pediatric sleep consultant. If you need help, schedule your free 15-minute sleep evaluation with me now at www.calendly.com/playsleepgrow. I'll see you next week. You're listening to the Play Sleep Grow podcast. I'm Ashley Thompson, and I can't wait to see you next time. Now go snuggle that clever baby of yours. It's time for them to play, sleep, grow. Ending legal note. Please remember that this is a podcast for personal use. It is not medical advice and should not be considered or used as such. I am not a medical sleep professional. And though I am a pediatric sleep consultant and speech-language pathologist, the information I present on this podcast is general information that I have gathered through my own education, research, and experience, and not specific to you or your child. Before implementing any ideas or suggestions I may provide, please clear it with your or your child's doctor first.